have said it before, and I will forever keep saying it, that we have made having a relationship with God feel so extremely hard. We think we have to do all these steps and right things before God even decides to look our way. So then we think, okay, I'm reading the Bible this way, or I have to do it this way, or I only can think like this, or I have to do this first, whatever it is, right? So whether it's your pain, your shame, or someone on social media telling you what you think you should be doing, the question is really, what does God actually say to you? Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. God says to draw near to him and he will draw near to you. God is always kind to remind us of this closeness and is in this constant pursuit of us. Psalm 23:6 says, surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. I think it's important for me to share that because I want to get rid of this idea that God needs you to do something before he will set you free. Besides accepting Jesus as your savior, I'm just thinking of like, you have to read this, you have to do this. Again, performance-based identity, performance-based freedom. And I think with that being said, one of the biggest problems people run into when they begin healing is not a lack of information. It's actually too much information. And you're probably going to think, well, Jess, why do you talk about your self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts? I get it. It's 50% off right now. It might not be about more information, but some people truly don't have foundational pieces to information of how to get started in the healing journey. We're on social media and we're getting these clippets or these little, snapshots of people's life or the next supplement to buy or whatever it is. But we need to get to some of the root causes and issues. And that's what I do inside of my self-paced course, which is 50% off. Because I don't think it's the lack of desire. Sometimes I just think it's clarity, direction, and understanding of what actually matters first. So again, I think sometimes we need to slow things down, help you to begin to untangle your thoughts, and trying not to do your entire life at once. And you can get started, open this episode that you're listening to, scroll down to the description right below the title, and that's where you'll find the link and all the details for my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts. I think when I started just healing in general, goodness, one of the first things I remember, I was in my mid-20s, and I was working with a coach at the time. Yes, I had my own coach for quite a few months. And it was a really tough time in my life because it was where I had allowed men so much to just dictate my life and what they thought of me and my identity and just all the things. But I also remember it was a really big time in my life where I had pivotal moments in my walk with just my relationship with my parents and how I was raised. And for me, one of the biggest things was I really remember blaming everybody for just my pain. And I just remember the Lord telling me, like, you're 25. You can start to do these things now yourself without them. Like, you can learn how to cook. You can learn how to do the laundry properly. You can learn these things. You can stop blaming them for, what's happened in your life. And I realized it wasn't about fixing anybody else. It wasn't even about fixing myself. But I had to recognize, like, it wasn't even about I got to attend to every area of my life. I just needed to start. And for me personally, I had to start taking responsibility just where I was. Like, what was it in that moment that I was walking through? And at this time, I was like in the height, middle of building my business career at the time. I was personal training. I had a studio in my basement. I was listening to every webinar, every training, buying every training, like doing everything I possibly could to just learn, do. That's what I knew. Learn, do. And I was having one of these kind of same conversations with my one-on-one coaching clients recently because she is in the same place where she actually knows her body well and what she needs to do. Like she knows her body well and she knows what she needs to do. But her hesitation isn't in what she knows, but in fully embracing the process of implementing what she knows. Because that's the uncomfortable part of the whole process. It's implementing, it's embracing the process, it's being uncomfortable in the uncomfortable, because how many of us like to stay there? How many of us will instantly fix ourselves, fix the situation, try to gain control as soon as we're uncomfortable, whether it's weight loss, body image, dating somebody, not dating somebody, our spouse, like whatever it is, there's this instant need to want to control when we feel out of control or uncomfortable. So healing, though, becomes more manageable when we stop asking ourselves, how do I heal everything? And we can start by saying, what needs my attention first? It might not be the thing that we start on, and it's not something that you talk about forever. It's just the first thing we need to start with. So maybe it isn't more information. Maybe you already know, but maybe you do need a starting point. I don't know exactly where you are. But I do know that there's probably something on your mind that does need your attention first. You know, when I start a client session with somebody for the first time, I start with a history, but we narrow down something first. As we're working through things, things come up. We're not walking through body image at the same time of, are they eating enough? And at the same time working on their relationship with God, like that's so overwhelming for somebody. And so we take one thing and we start to work on that. And then other things just naturally start to open up. But healing often feels harder when you're trying to fix everything at once, when you consume too much information. And a common example of that is social media, or you constantly are monitoring yourself. This is a big one. You want instant change. And healing cannot come from a place of fear. It really does need to come from a place of curiosity. So before deep work can really happen, I want you to start by noticing what thoughts are consuming the most energy. What situations trigger the most spiraling? Are you physically depleted? Are you constantly living in urgency? Are you trying to heal from self-hatred instead of compassion? Again, when I'm working with my clients, we don't focus on everything all at once. And neither should you. Neither should I. We take one point to start with, one point to take to the Lord, and we go from there. And sometimes we do need to start by putting some fires out, but most often once we start to begin working on the root cause, rather than merely putting the fires out, it helps us to not even have the fires. I kind of want to help them see where the gas is coming from, if you know what I mean. Like if we got gas, we're putting it on the fire and the fire keeps coming. Where's the gas coming from? What's the root here? So maybe you ask yourself this question. What is the one area causing the most friction in my life right now? Remember, it's not where you will end up, but it's just a place for you to get started walking out with the Lord. Sometimes we just need to give ourselves long enough before quitting or giving up to see the fruit of what we are doing with the Lord. If you keep saying, I don't know where to start, I don't know where to start, I kind of just tell people, then you need to start. You have probably been consuming a lot of information all at once, different categories, listening to this, listening to that, listening to this, listening to that. Just give yourself a pause. Maybe you're taking in too much information and ask yourself, what have I actually implemented in my life? And most importantly, where are you willing to start? Because that matters just as much. Where are you willing to start?
I hope you loved today's episode.
I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life, and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.